So, do you have any resolutions for the new year? And if so, do any involve your finances? So 2023 is just around the corner, and that could mean some money challenges are ahead. To give us a peek into January is Ashley Michiquet, CEO of True North Retirement Advisors here in the Portland area and a valued member of Mater Dei Radio's Leadership Circle. She's also a parishioner at Christ the King Catholic Church in Milwaukee. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, David.
Well, happy Advent to you and almost a Merry Christmas. Things exciting in the household this time of year?
Oh, yes, it's a lot of fun. I have three children, eight and younger, so it's magical this time of year.
That's such a great time. And I know just I'm thinking back when my kids were young like that and how fun it was in the anticipation of Christmas coming. And I know that for little kids, it's exciting. So are they kind of amped up?
Yes, and we do little activities, usually small things every day. Like yesterday, we celebrated St. Lucy and we made some cinnamon rolls. And yeah, so it's a lot of fun. And they get little surprises and treats most days.
That's fun. Well, yeah. So, a very happy Advent and Merry Christmas to the Michiquet family. I know it's going to be
Thank you.
a great time of year. So we are looking ahead to 2023, which is amazing, not that far away, really 3-4 weeks away, and we'll be into the new year. And of course, a lot of people look at their finances as they head into the new year, and that could be some challenges, and we don't quite know what the future has in store for us. So I'll start you out with an easy question this morning. What's the stock market going to do in 2023?
Well, hopefully it'll be better than it was
Yes.
in 2022.
It's true. Well, it's been on a little bit of a high note here the last several days. I've been taking a peek at it, so hopefully that trend will continue. But when you look to the new year, I mean, what are some of the challenges that you see for folks, particularly retirees who are, trying to prepare and strategize?
Yeah, well, you just hit it on the head. And one of those unique challenges is coming off of portfolio declines or, declines in your 401k or your investments from 2022. And what was unique or what is unique about this particular year is that even conservative investors, people who had maybe a lot in bonds and maybe not a lot in stocks, still got hit pretty hard this year. I think we're on track to have the worst calendar year for bonds ever. So it's been a very difficult, challenging year for conservative and more aggressive investors alike. And so that's, I think, one of the unique challenges looking ahead to 2023 is, how do we deal with that and needing to recover from that, especially if you're recently retired or very close to retirement.
Right.
A lot of people are looking at their 401k values and thinking, goodness, when is this going to come back?
Now, typically, the good news is we do see, on the whole, over the course of time, it does slowly grow. Obviously, we have these dips. And so I think you've said before, you don't want to panic.
Right. Yeah. And I've been telling clients, especially those who are thinking about retiring in the next maybe 6 to 12 months, is that they don't like hearing this, but I tell them you might want to wait just a little bit longer, even if you wait an extra 6 months or 12 months, just so you allow your investments to recover, especially if you're going to rely on withdrawals from, taking money out of your 401k to supplement Social Security and other sources of income. We want to try to wait for that to recover before we start dipping into the portfolio because that can make the problem worse.
Right.
So, and it doesn't necessarily mean working full-time longer. A lot of my clients these days are doing maybe part-time work or some type of consulting work, and that kind of fills that gap between, what they need to live on and not having to take out money from their investments when it's down like it is.
Sure, that's a very good point. Speaking with Ashley Michiquet again, she is the CEO of True North Retirement Advisors here in the greater Portland area and a member of our Leadership Circle team. So what about healthcare costs? What are you seeing for the new year? And again, if you're looking toward retirement, what to expect or what to plan for?
Yeah, one of the unique things about healthcare costs in 2022 is that it really diverged from inflation. So inflation was really hot this year. It was, you know, 7-8% for most of the year. But healthcare costs were actually significantly less than the overall rate of inflation, which is unique. Yeah. Normally, healthcare costs increase at about double the rate of inflation. But I think that that's just a delay in the increase. And I was reading a survey recently where health insurance costs are expected to jump about 7.5% next year. Mm. So I think that that's probably going, you know, back up, whereas we've had a little bit of a reprieve the last couple of years from significant increases in healthcare costs.
Right. What do you say to clients about healthcare costs and how to deal with those?
Well, a lot of people think that once they're covered by Medicare, that health insurance or, you know, they're not going to pay anything out of pocket, but that's really not the case. For most people, I find that it depends on obviously what plan you're on and all those things. But, you know, if you budget appropriately, most people end up paying around $1,000 a month in retirement for healthcare costs. And like I said, that can vary a lot. But
right.
The key is to understand what the expected healthcare costs are going to be in your situation. And it's not hard to figure that out because it's based on where you live and income and things like that. But budget for that. $1,000 a month is a big expense in retirement. It's one mm-hmm. of the biggest for most retirees, and there's really no escaping that. So we have to plan that healthcare costs are continue to rise, and since there's really no solution for bringing them down meaningfully on the horizon, we just need to budget for that appropriately and make sure that retirees are accounting for that when they think about, okay, what's my spending going to be in retirement?
Right. So for folks who are considering Social Security in the new year or folks who are already receiving Social Security, what's the future hold?
Well, the nice thing is about Social Security is it got a pretty big boost for 2023. So most people who are taking Social Security, I think it went up around 8% or maybe close to 9%. Mm-hmm. But so that will help to kind of bridge that gap of spending, because retirees have been seeing eye-popping prices when they go to the gas station, the grocery store, and if they're relying a lot on Social Security, that has not changed. Well, they'll get a boost in 2023, which is nice.
Right. And again, speaking of inflation, just we saw today it was easing a little bit in the last report for last month. Hopefully 2023, at least from what I read, it's supposed to ease even more in the new year. So we'll certainly hope for that.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's the biggest issue facing retirees or people who are close to retirement is that, you know, if inflation goes down, it's likely to come down gradually, and it could stay higher, or I would say elevated for a while, maybe 4-5%. We're so used to 2-3% inflation over the last 15 years or so that we're not used to it. And a lot of retirees haven't planned for 4-5% inflation. So I really do hope that it comes back down to, say, even 3% would be fantastic. So we want to just plan for that. Maybe it could stay elevated. Does your plan for retirement still work if inflation is a little bit higher than what you expected it to be? And, you know, making adjustments to cut back where necessary to account for the fact that inflation and prices might be higher for, you know, the next couple of years,
right,
even though it's starting to come down.
Mm-hmm. And then, too, as we look toward the end of the year, of course, we're in Christmas season, people buying gifts. I would assume that if people are buying with credit cards, your best advice would be to pay them off as quickly as you can.
Yes, or just don't do it.
Yeah.
The rates, the higher interest rates this year has trickled through every aspect of consumer finances, from, you know, car loans, mortgages, credit cards. Rates are pretty sky high right now, especially on credit cards. So, you know, we can get creative and cut back. And most people, you know, if we're giving gifts, we can give a card, a meaningful, well thought out card, or, you know, home baked goodies. We don't have to spend a lot of money and break the budget on gift giving.
That's a great point. Ashley Michiquet, CEO, True North Retirement Advisors, and a valued member of Mater Dei Radio's Leadership Circle. Ashley, great to talk with you. Thanks for looking into the new year for us. We do appreciate that, and we wish you and your family Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you, David. Merry Christmas to you, too.
All right. God bless.